Hey, boss, that SafeTouch security sign looks different.
Don't let it fool you. It's still the same old SafeTouch we've been avoiding all these years.
I don't like it, boss. I'm getting the sweats just being near the SafeTouch sign.
Yeah, me too. Come on, let's go find a house without SafeTouch.
Right now, activate your existing home security system with SafeTouch Security for zero down for peace of mind with a purpose. Get 24/7 monitoring for about $1 a day and manage your system with a SafeTouch app. Call 888-723-8682 or go to safetouch.com. State license EF2000-1945.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Babecast. My name is Megan. I appreciate you for being here every single week. And yesterday was my birthday. I just turned 32, which sounds so weird. It's kind of so weird when you're young and you're so excited about your birthday. And then you get older, you're like, yeah, we don't have to talk about how old I am. Or maybe that's just me, but it was fun. We went bowling, kind of spur of the moment. I kicked some ass, no big deal. And now I'm at work today, feeling not so great from all the beer. But you know, that's what happens when you get older. You still make terrible decisions. You just pay for it more the next day. Anyways, today I'm excited for you guys to hear this episode. Also, we did something that we've never done before while recording it. Set up some cameras, some video. So we're hoping this will be a new addition to Babecast so you can kind of see the person and see us having the conversation. It was a little weird, I'm not going to lie, because I'm not used to a camera being like right in my face when I'm having a conversation with someone. So I feel like I totally looked at the camera and then at her back and forth. So that might be kind of awkward. Haven't seen the footage yet, so looking forward to that. But it's still a really cool thing that we're excited about, so I can't wait for you guys to see it. Please welcome to Babecast, owner of the Wild Thistle, it's Sarah. Welcome to Babecast.
Yay, thanks for having me.
So happy that you're here. You're a florist. You own your own company, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to delve into all that. But first, I want to learn about you. That's cool.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Originally, I guess the most part of my living happened in Miami, Florida.
Okay.
So Florida-based. But I've lived all up and down the East Coast.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, but landed in Jacksonville, which I love.
Yeah, same. Miami, you said?
Yeah.
I'm from West Palm, so
South Florida. Neighbors. Yeah.
Hour apart. Yeah,
yeah,
why not?
I love it.
And now I just like want to stay in Florida forever. I love Jacksonville the most, though.
Yes, I do too. Miami was, it was fun, but it just wasn't me or my vibe, so.
Yeah, were you in like South Beach or like you weren't like.
I was
like,
pretty close. I was like 30 minutes outside of it.
Okay.
So, like,
what was it called?
I lived in like Kendall area.
Okay.
So, yes.
But that's where you grew up?
For the most part, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where's your family now?
Gosh, I have 4 older sisters that live all across America, but my parents still live in Miami. So.
Okay. So you go down south a lot?
Yeah, when I can.
For the most part, yeah.
I'm always like, come up here to Jacksonville.
I know. So. My parents live in Orlando, and I'm like, I don't ever want to go to Orlando. The traffic is hell.
Oh my gosh,
and like,
no.
I'm like, you guys come here. It's way better.
Totally. I mean, I love Winter Park, which is kind of like outside Orlando, but that's like as far as I'll go.
My brother lives in College Park.
Oh, okay.
So
is that near?
That's, it's kind of like, it's definitely like a little bit more urban. Like, I feel like it reminds me of Riverside.
That.
It's really cool.
Yes. Okay, great.
Yeah. So that's like the cool area. My parents live like so far west. It takes about 3 hours to get there. I'm like, ugh. Okay. Are you a dog or a cat person?
Dog. I have 2 rescued puppies.
What's their names? And are they girl
Rocky,
and boy?
Rocky, because my husband loves the Rocky Balboa movies.
Okay.
So of course, our firstborn.
It's so great. That's a
Rocky.
Solid dog name.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And then the second one was Stetson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So where'd you get them from?
The Humane Society was Rocky, which we love. They were super awesome.
They're amazing.
And adopting, so I super recommend them.
I know.
And then the second one was from a friend who just wasn't in a season of life to take care of a dog. So we say it's a rescue.
Good. Good for you.
Yay.
I love that story.
Thanks.
What about hobbies outside of your job? I know you're probably in prime season right now, so you're very busy. But what is your thing to do on your day off, your favorite thing?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Just our community, just hanging out with our friends,
of course.
Yeah. Just keeping it easy. Anything to be outside when it's not like 100 degrees.
Yeah.
And we just like to go to our local places, like bars and
just
restaurants.
That's my hobby too.
Yeah.
Like sometimes people are like, oh, I like make clothes in my spare time. And I'm like,
oh, I
just drink. So there's that.
Let's have a good time.
What about guilty pleasures?
Oh my gosh. I love a good J-Lo movie.
Oh, yeah. That's such a good guilty pleasure. Yeah. I love a J-Lo movie.
I know, I do too. I haven't watched her new one, but...
What's the old movie where she, like, got revenge on her boyfriend who was abusive or whatever?
Oh, my heavens.
Wait, is that her?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, my God. Like a drama. Now I can't think of, like, what that's called, but that was an amazing movie.
Okay, I need to look at that up.
Yeah.
I'm, like, such a rom-com kind of girl.
Okay, so I'm like
the wedding planner.
Oh, okay. I went the other way with that, but whatever. I like it. That's
like
a
it.
Really freaking good movie, though. I can't think of the name. It's going to bother me now, but
yeah,
we'll circle back. Yeah, well, if you're on death row, last food, last drink.
Oh, heavens. This is such a good question. I can eat fish for the rest of my life.
Okay, same.
I love it. Me and my friends just found a new restaurant. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, say not? Whatever you want.
Okay, it's called Juicy Crab.
Is it at the beach?
No. There's, like, two different locations, but the one we went to is, like, on, like, the west side, because mm-hmm. I live in Murray Hill, so it's, like, somewhat near me.
Oh, and, okay. It sounds familiar. That's why I asked, because I live at the beach.
Yeah.
But.
It's, like, you go in, and it's not what you expect for, like, the crowd of people. It's very, like, I would say down to earth.
I love a little hole-in-the-wall fish place. I do.
Yes. So that's definitely, I don't know, I've just been craving that all the time recently, so definitely that.
Okay.
And then I'm a bourbon girl, so anything with bourbon and, like, a bourbon and Coke.
You got to go out with alcohol, you know? Always. Come on. Okay. That's a good answer. Biggest pet peeve?
People chewing with their mouth open.
Isn't there like a term for someone who absolutely hates that? Isn't there like a sign, like an actual condition? That's you. You're like, it just like makes you cringe.
I mean, I'm not going to be rude about it, but I'm like, hey.
Can you stop?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. It's like kind of gross.
Yeah.
Right? And then you like lose your appetite. So
yeah,
I get it. Biggest fear.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me. I will say, okay, I'm going to be honest.
Be honest.
I hate driving in the rain and snow. I spent a couple years up north in snow, and I've just had some wicked crazy accidents in the snow. And so driving through snow and rain is, like, I would say my biggest fear.
Wow.
Nothing that's not sunny and dry pavement. I'm just like.
Where did you live?
Oh, gosh. I lived in upstate New York.
Okay.
For about
lots of snow happening.
Lots of snow, lots of lumberjacks, all of that. And then I lived in Virginia for a little bit as well.
Okay.
And I just remember this one time I was going down this mountain hill, and my car literally did a 360 on a highway down a mountain. And that was, like, the most terrifying thing of my life.
Oh,
definitely
my God.
A wake-up call. Anyways, not to get all serious on you.
No, but you were okay.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Everything was good.
Thank God. Yeah, yeah.
But that's scary.
But that was, like, I don't think I ever want to live in snow again kind of deal.
But has anything like that happened to you in the rain, or you just are scared of it because of what happened to you in the snow?
Oh, no, rain too. Like, hydroplaning, things like
that.
Oh, God. I swear I'm not a terrible driver.
No, I don't think that at all. It's just some bad luck, I guess, with weather.
Yeah, seriously. Or now you'll probably see me on the highway going, like, 30 miles an hour when it's sprinkling because I'm, like, gripping the wheel. Oh, I should look into that.
Okay, so since you're a florist, right? Like, you own your company, but
yes.
You consider yourself that.
Yes.
What, do you have a favorite flower?
Oh, yes. So at the Wild Thistle, I really try to pride myself in growing in texture and just different types of flowers and romantic and just wild and things like that. So recently, my favorite flower is called Banksia. It's Banksia.
Okay.
And it's an Australian flower, and it's just super wild and crazy and textured, and you can get it, like, fresh or dried. I've used it on a couple weddings.
And that's your favorite one.
I just feel like that's my niche, and I love that.
Is that, like, your favorite one at the moment, and it changes because you're, like, working with so many, or that's just kind of your favorite?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I guess maybe on the season I tend to, like, use one certain flower the most because I just really crave it during that season.
Yeah.
But I am, like, so Banksia is, like, originally Australian flower.
Okay.
And I am just obsessed with that look, like, the Australian, like, floral look. It's just like I said, like, just textured and kind of deserty. And I just love that.
Now I have to look it up because I have no idea what it looks like. I was like hoping you would say something that I knew, but I totally have no idea what the hell that is.
Rose.
A rose. Yeah.
Right. But yes.
Okay, so Wild Thistle. First of all, where'd you come up with the name?
Oh, I get this a lot. Nothing in particular.
Okay, I love it. It's really cool. I was just curious if there was anything.
I mean, a thistle is kind of like, you know, spiky and just wild, like I said, I keep saying. So I just put a bunch of names on a paper, and me and my sisters were like, oh, that kind of is a nice flow. Let's stick with that. So we're like, okay.
Picking out names for something is hard.
Oh, my God. It's so intimidating, too, because you're like, has to be who I am.
Right.
And all this stuff. And I'm it's like, true. It's just a fun name for
me. It's true, but that was a good call. I like it a lot.
Thanks.
So how long have you had this company?
So I have had the Wild Thistle for about a year and 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah, I started in November of 2018.
That's awesome. So you're fairly new.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How did you get started and why did you get started? Where did this whole thing come from?
Yeah, after high school, I was in and out of college, just trying to find like what I want to do with my life, like creatively, but just never finding that.
What did you go to school for?
I went to first started going to school for like creative writing because I came out of like yearbook in high school and I like loved that. And so
just trying to figure it out. Yeah.
And then I spent a majority of college in graphic design.
Okay.
But just never finished and just didn't.
But those skills help you now too.
Oh, totally. Oh, yeah. Totally with like color and stuff.
Yeah.
But, anyways, I was working retail and I was just so frustrated. I was just like, I want to be creative again. What does that look like? And I just kept like saying, I want to work with my hands. Like, I don't know how creatively, but with my hands.
Right.
So I followed a local florist and she posted, like, it was the last day for an internship with her.
Oh, cool.
And so I was like, I'm just going to try it. What the hell? And so.
Were you already done with college at this point?
So I never finished college.
Okay.
I just realized.
Did you go to UNF?
No, I went to some Northeastern schools.
Okay, that's fine. Doesn't matter. Yeah. No judgment. I wish I didn't have $30,000 in debt from school, so good for you.
Thanks. Yeah, I just, it just wasn't for me. And
yeah.
So, anyways, so I got the internship, and I just worked with her for 2 years. So I started as an intern and then worked my way up as a senior florist. And around that time, at the end of those 2 years, I had a lot of friends who were like, I'm getting married. Can we work through your local florist friend or whatever? I was like, oh, I don't know. Anyways, my friend was just like, no, you should start your own business. Like, my florist friend was, my mentor was so just like, encouraging me and just like, you can do this. Like, why not? And I was like, can I do this? Okay, sure. And so anyways, that's how the Wild Thistle came.
Because you had experience in it.
I had experience. And I also had a mentor who was just like, no, I'm not here for competition. I'm here to like community. And so I want to encourage you and let me help you get started. Like, you know, what the right taxes to get and things like that. So it's not scary.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
Like, because she really helped you launch your career.
She really did. And from there, I'm like, I want to do that too. Like for somebody, you know, eventually to teach and have her start her own or his floral business.
Right. Yeah. That's great. So what was, do you remember the moment when you decided I'm going to take this leap and start my own company? Like, was there something specific that we were like going through where you're like, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, what made you finally take the leap?
That's a great question. I have always tried to live my life kind of with open hands, just be like, I don't want to miss an opportunity due to fear. And so that's a really hard life motto to live by. But
it is. It's easy to say, hard to do.
Totally. And so I think, no, I don't really have an answer of like, there's one moment I was just like, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
And if it fails, it fails. But at least I tried it and see how it went.
That's a good mentality to have because then you'd always be wondering, what if I tried it?
Yeah. I don't want to, live
you don't
with
wanna,
those regrets.
Yeah.
And not be like a yes person where I'm like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
No. It's like, no, you know, the big stuff.
Right. So how do you go about choosing the flowers that you choose to put in? Because you have a very specific style. I've checked out your website. I follow you on Instagram, obviously. I stalk you on Instagram. But how do you go about choosing it? Is it per client or is it your style and they kind of just come to you because of that?
Yeah, thank you for that question. I try to explain this to our clients who commit to our pricing. And basically it's like, we're kind of boutique-y. We're not going to be like your store that's going to list on your website, okay, this is what a bridal package one, bridal package two is going to look like. And exactly what you see on the website is what you're going to get.
Right.
You kind of have to trust our process.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just, you know, I have a consultation. I find out, you know, what the girl is looking for, her colors, if she has inspo photos to send to me. And from there, I create like this visual board for her to be like, okay, just to make sure we're on somewhat of the same page. And then honestly, she just like, and then I just show up with the flowers day of.
And then she just loves it because, well, she, I feel like the person who is working with you kind of already likes your style.
Yes.
So it's not.
And that's the thing. Like, if you don't love what we do, like through social media, then it's, we're not the right fit for you. And that's okay.
Yeah, totally.
But that's kind of the trust process you have to have with us because, you know, we're not going to show you what your bouquet is going to look like because they all look so different. Until your wedding day.
And it depends on what flowers and everything
totally,
too, right?
Totally, yeah.
And the time of the year, I imagine.
Mm-hmm, all of that.
Right? So what type of events do you do?
Yeah, weddings. Weddings mostly.
Only weddings.
We have done some larger events. We just did one with a hospital recently for one of their big banquets, and that was really fun to be a
so
part of.
So you would branch out and do other things, but that's your main...
Yes, if we would do any events, it would be larger events. We have done a few pop-ups.
Okay, cool.
But we're kind of past that point in our business, or just with busy wedding season, and we have done some workshops, which I personally love.
That's fun. What do you do in the workshops? Teach people how to put the bouquets together, or is it...
Okay. Yeah, just like... we've done only two types, which is arrangements, like table arrangements, or floral crowns.
Okay,
and
cool.
And so, yeah, it's... I love to teach. I definitely see myself maybe teaching in the future, but just with our time and resources right now, we have to make workshops limited. But yes.
Right. Especially when wedding season is in full bloom.
Yes, girl.
No pun intended.
Bloom.
Oh my God. Dad joke. So can you, wait, do you have people working for you?
Yeah, we do have a small team.
Okay. I imagine you have to, especially if it's a big wedding.
Yeah. My husband plays a really big part.
That's awesome.
I rope him into it.
I love that.
But outside of that, we have about three girls that I just really invest in to be like star people for us.
Do you just have like flowers all over? Do you have an office or do you just have flowers all over your house?
Yeah.
or both.
In our house in Murray Hill, I create a studio space for me, and then I have a cooler in my shed. So it's
So that's kind of like your space.
Yes. And it works for us. And I just love my studio space.
That's awesome.
It's really pretty.
Okay. So can you describe a day in the life for you? I imagine it's always different because it depends on what event, if you have an event or not. But say you don't, say you're not working a wedding that day. Like, what are you doing to prepare? Are you taking orders? Are you going back and forth with clients? Or like, what does your kind of day look like?
Yeah, thanks. Yes. So basically...
You're like, a lot.
A lot.
How much time do we have? How long is this freaking podcast?
A week would basically look like the beginning of the week. So Monday, Tuesday, we're like hardcore doing emails, consultations, proposals. And then, so if we don't have a wedding that weekend, we kind of sprinkle that out throughout the week. But it's kind of rare, I feel like, especially during wedding season, we don't have an event or wedding on the weekend. So what that looks like is Monday, Tuesday, emails. And then Wednesday, we pick up our flowers. We get our flowers shipped from all over America, mostly Miami.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, so we have that ship in. And so we pick up, like today, I picked up like 15 boxes of flowers. And,
oh, my gosh.
I go home and I have to process that all day. And that takes a couple of hours, depending on how big my order is, just to do the processing the right way. Because the wild thistle, we like to have our flowers open in time. So, okay, so Publix, you know how the roses are super tight in like their bunches?
Yes.
I was so turned off by roses my whole life until I became a florist because I thought they all looked like that and just that to me was not pretty.
Right.
And so it was when I became a florist, I was like, no, roses' full potential is when they're completely open and almost look like a peony or something.
Yeah.
It's insane. So
I love peonies.
Yeah, me too. I love that. So that's our process. Like, so that's why we pick our flowers on Wednesday to get ready for a weekend wedding.
Oh, okay.
So we have enough time for our flowers to open properly.
I was going to say, is that too soon? But I guess that makes sense if they're still.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they come in, you know, tight, like Publix has it. And then depending, like this week we have a Friday rehearsal and a Saturday, Sunday weddings. And so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we just prep all those days.
Right.
And flowers is kind of difficult because you only have like a window of 3 days to like work with flowers, 2 to 3 days. To
right.
Cut
That's
them
what
and
I imagine.
Them.
There's a time crunch there because they die, obviously.
Oh, totally. So tomorrow I'll be playing in like a 12-hour work day. The same with Friday outside of like setting up for rehearsal dinner. So it's pretty tough work, but
I love it.
It's yeah.
Fun. Yeah.
Have you dealt with any bridezillas? I like to ask anybody in the wedding industry that question because you don't have to call anyone out, but like yeah, obviously totally. There's always that one person yeah. in life, no matter what job you do, yeah. that's not going to be yeah. happy.
Yeah.
No matter what you do.
Oh, totally, girl. I will say we have been incredibly lucky to have amazing brides who just get us, get our personality yeah. and our vision. We did have one bride in the beginning of my business that unfortunately wasn't a good fit. We didn't realize that till after the wedding. But she
sometimes it's a little late.
Yeah. But she taught us a lot, especially in the beginning of our business, of, you know, some holes we can improve in.
Yeah.
So yes.
Aside from that, are there any other challenges that you've realized since starting your business that you've came across that you realized maybe you're like, oh my God, what am I doing with my life? You know, I like to ask this question for anybody yeah. who's a business owner because it's nice to hear other people's stories because then you're like, oh, I'm not alone, or I can relate that right. I'm not the only one having challenges and, you know, life isn't as great as Instagram makes it seem.
Oh my gosh.
You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yes. If you don't believe that, I'm
right.
That's a rude wake up
so
call
it's
for
nice
you.
To talk about it yeah. because every person in yeah. every industry has like a situation where they're like, oh, I'm having a really shitty day. And yeah. I really just, you know, even though people think everything's great, it's maybe
but
not.
It's not
today.
Yes. Yes. I feel like that just encompasses like anybody who has an entrepreneur like yeah. spirit or a small business. Yes, I actually just had this talk with my husband earlier this week and I was like just having a meltdown. And I was like, you know, because you're your own boss. So you literally yeah. wear all your hats and mm-hmm. you can't hide behind a business and their corporate company policies. It's
right.
something goes wrong, that's all on you.
Yep.
And that can get into law and like all that stuff. Anyways, but it's a part of yes.
It's,
let's see.
You don't even have to name like one specific
yeah.
I don't, you know, it's just like it's something that I like to ask because I just feel like, I mean, it's everybody.
Yeah.
Even if you're not your
yeah.
own boss, like you come through problems
oh,
and like people think on the outside like, oh, I wish I had their job or their life. Like, and then you know, not everything is beautiful as it seems.
Right.
So.
Right. My husband's a very day-by-day kind of person. And so he just reminds me, okay, just get through today.
I would love to be that person.
Same.
How?
I don't know how you can own a business and be that person, but it's nice to have one on the
like,
side.
Like, worry about encourage. It when it comes? No,
no.
That's not how my brain works.
No.
I'm worried about something that's going to happen 4 years from now.
Yeah.
It
totally.
Would probably help
totally.
Me sleep better if I did have
oh
that mentality.
Oh my gosh, talk to me sleepless nights. Story of my life. Yeah, I think.
Maybe it's a dude thing. It's like.
Must be.
Yeah, day by day, it's chill. No big deal. Yeah, don't worry about the future.
It always works out. Okay, babe. Get out. No, anyways.
Leave me alone. Let me yeah. have this moment worrying about something that's not even going to happen.
I know, totally.
What would you say is your favorite part about your job?
Oh my gosh. My brides. I just, yeah. Wow. Okay.
I'm sure seeing yeah. their faces when they like are like, holy hell, this is beautiful.
Well, it's like a weird mix between I'm going to like literally crap my pants or she's going to like praise me. And so, yeah, because like I said, like they don't
that's
know.
That's an interesting
what
feeling.
Yeah, yeah. It's like all of it. they don't know what to expect till day of. So, I mean, there have been nights before the wedding where I'm like, Steven, my husband Steven, I'm like, Steven, she's going to hate it. I did it all wrong. I picked the wrong colors. And he's like, babe, everybody loves it. You're fine. Get over yourself. And
your husband is very chill.
I know.
He's like, don't worry about anything ever.
Amen. Yeah, anyways. But the process. So after I like figure out my floral recipe, which that just means I like pick the certain flowers and colors to make sure they all mesh and like have a nice like flow to it upon mm-hmm. like creating. And so once that's all done and I paid that bill of getting my flowers in, it's like receiving it and working with the flowers. That is just for me. I put on my jam music and I just like get in my zone. I don't know. It just like happens for me. And it's just, that is definitely as a creative, like a really good release. Like,
because that's what you've been searching for. You said you want to do something
totally.
With your hands. So your
totally.
Favorite part about your job is the actual work that you do with your hands.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yes. And I've had so many odd jobs in my life in the wedding industry too, which is kind of crazy. Like in Miami, I did a really awesome internship for a summer with a wedding planner because I thought that's what I wanted to do and realized I'm not that type A. So I love that for them.
I know.
Not for me.
Same either. I've had a couple of coordinators, bridal planners on like what they do is amazing. But
I
would forget like the most important thing for sure.
All of it.
So you're like focusing on one part of that.
I like it. Yeah, totally.
Any advice for others who want to start their own business? You know, all you kind of knew was that you wanted to do something with your hands and you didn't really know how to go about it.
Yeah.
So any advice you would give to somebody else who's kind of in the same position you were?
Yeah. Keep your options open. Don't be fearful. So, you know, as great as Instagram is, it can also be an awful place to just get in a comparison like mood. And you just have to remind yourself, like you said earlier, like not everybody who posts is having the best day of their life.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like we're all people. Just remember like it's a process. So for me, getting to start that internship, working 2 years to then start my business, like for some people it happens overnight, but don't run away or don't give up when it just takes a little bit of time to find what that is. And then when you do find what that is, don't be fearful to back away from it or not give 110%. Everybody is going to be different. That's why the Wild Thistle is different from like Marble and Pine, The Wild and Collective, Anti-Bride. Like, so many amazing florists are in Jacksonville.
There really are so many.
It really is. And that's why we love the community here. But we're all different. And it doesn't mean we have to compare to each other. We encourage each other.
Yeah.
Like, that has definitely been my number one tool on Instagram to be like, oh my God, like, that freaking West Coast florist is, like, amazing. I'm nowhere near that. And it's like, she is. She's doing some awesome things, and it's something I can reach for in the future. But instead of me getting into this like place where I'm just feel awful about myself, I try to flip it and be like, no, I'm going to write an encouraging note to her and be like, hey, girl, you're killing it. Keep it up. You know, and when I start, I'm just like, this is just me practicing.
No, that's awesome.
But when I keep practicing that, even with local florists, too, not only does it open up a place where it's like, hey, more community, but also in my heart, it's like, holy cow, like my heart is starting or my mind's starting to shift the way I think about myself or my biz or my creativity, which is such a sensitive thing, into comparison with others.
It's full circle.
Yes.
And you use it as motivation versus using it as discouraging.
Yeah, like,
you,
totally.
You know, because that'll just ruin you if you do.
Yeah, totally. And I don't know if that answers your question, but
100%.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
because I feel like that could be a number one factor for you to start anything or to start on your own.
That's amazing advice, especially with social media too. I feel like it's just so hard because, like you said, there's tons of florists here, you know, that are all. But instead of using it as like a competition thing or letting it discourage you, you just say, you're doing a great job. I'm watching you. Like, let's support each other.
Yeah.
That's everybody. Like, I've talked to so many people who do the same thing on this podcast alone.
Cool.
You know, photographers, whatever, wedding planners. Like, there's a bunch of different people who do the same job. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah. Totally.
So that was amazing advice. Okay.
Oh, thanks.
social media, website. I want people to go check you out. Learn how they can book you for their wedding or any, I don't know, I guess, whatever you got going on.
just talk to me.
Just talk to you,
So my website, of course, thewildthistle.org.
Okay.
But if you want to see the most updates, I do a lot of life stories on Instagram.
So
That's thewildthistle.co, so .co.
Okay.
I just advise to follow on Instagram because I feel like that's where you get to know my spirit as well. Like,
yeah.
I love to tell my stories of like my process in creating for a wedding. And also on wedding day, I show you like my setup and stuff. And I feel like, honestly, that's helped me get more of a relation with my Instagram followers along with bookings because they could see more of like, it's not just the picture perfect, you know, photos you get, which I love, but
You
know, it's also seeing me like, no, I'm kind of silly on wedding day and it's fine. And it's a good
it's like
time.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah,
so you can just see what it'll be like on your special day if you decide to work, if they decide to work with you.
Yeah. So totally. Those two are like the best. Of course I have Facebook, but, yes, those two.
Awesome.
Yay.
Sarah Wild Thistle. Everybody go check her out. Your work is beautiful. Like, seriously, I was going through it. Your Instagram today. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, super cool.
I don't have zero important events coming up, but if I do,
in the future,
I'll call you.
Thanks, girl.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.